Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this spiritual breakfast. It is our interview segment. Let's welcome Haji Abu Bakr Rabat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mullah Zahid, and the esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba. It's only a pleasure, Mullah Zahid, whenever to do the khizmat of deen. It is only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's only the tawfiq given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we always continue making shukr for his ni'mats and favors. Inshallah, Allah will increase in it. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Ajisab, we know last night was pretty traumatic for many of us, many of our children also. They were thinking, is this punishment? Questions been asked also, and also crying, etc., because of we don't know what to expect. Is this Allah's adab upon us? When we saw the storm last night, when I came, we were going for Taraweeh, my feet were covered in water. So, Haji Sahab, what lessons can we take from this to say that, oh Ummah, we need to wake up a little bit?
Allah Ta'ala, in His mercy and wisdom, knows why. Sometimes it's a lesson for us to learn. This morning I met a friend of mine. He was telling me how terrorized the cats were. The one was fine. He stood by the window watching the lightning and that. But he said the amount of the power the lightning had and the light that was coming, it was really terrifying. Now, we were in the masjid, so we didn't hear all that because most of the windows are closed. So he was telling me the amount of rain that fell. So he really thought it's a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us wake up, that a lot of sins are being committed. People are going out of hand. The dressing of our females also. No scarf, wearing tight outfits. Not having respect for this beautiful month of Ramadan. So on behalf of the Ummah, let us also make istighfar regularly and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the Ummah every day, 100 times, and give out sadaqah, increase in your sadaqah. This is the month where the rewards are great and multiplied by 10 times. So increase your sadaqah. If you're giving bread, increase by 2 or 3 slices more. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins.
Ameen.
And this is the way we can go forward. We are in the first 10 days of mercies. Let us beg Allah to forgive the Ummah, have mercy on the Ummah, guide the Ummah. Whatever the sins are, I'll ask Allah to replace it with virtue. Inshallah, we'll overcome.
Inshallah. Haji Sahab, yesterday also, when I was coming back from work, I think it was closer to, it was way after that too. It was probably after Asr Salah. So, as you see, it was a nice scene to see that you see so many of our people from different countries, such as Malawi, dressed in the Islamic attire. And just then this thought came about that we have these domestics. And I said, I must share it also on air, that often we tend to forget they are human beings also. And if we have to just ponder, I wouldn't be able to maybe survive in a location. But these people are able. And these people can, maybe will be attacked, maybe this, that, the other. But they are going in, and they are the flags of Islam there. And if our locals, I know our Mulana Yunus Daya Rahmatullah Alayhi had lot of worry and concern for the locals to accept Islam. We worried currently in Lanesia, you see how the locations are coming on us. But these same people, they are, if you just present Islam to them, we share with them what we have, we spend time with them explaining. Now these are the people from these countries, foreign countries, who are living in these places, in these locations. And they are so, you see how they walk, mashallah, they are so happy to be Muslim. So this brought about a lot of courage, and it's a lesson for us too, that if we teach them, spend some time with them, take out time, let them perform their salah, they are also human beings. In the month of Ramadan, take it easy upon these workers. If we can't do the work that they are doing, then how can we give them that work? Of course, different, but if you are capable and you're still giving them more work than what you would ever imagine yourself to do, then this is wrong. We should address these issues. So Haji Sahab, maybe your comments on this too, inshallah. Okay.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah, in this month of Ramadan, let us have sympathy and compassion towards our workers. In our home, I made a ruling that they come at 9 o'clock and by 3:30 they have to leave for their home. And alhamdulillah, they appreciate so much that they are thankful for that. So it gives them time also to prepare for the iftar and to cook their meal. So the more mercy we have on them, like Thursday will be a holiday, they'll only come in for 2 hours and they'll go back. Just do the necessary cleaning up and we give them the rest of the day off. It's a holiday. We also want to enjoy that day. So give it to them also. And alhamdulillah, the one servant that we got, when she's washing, she's reciting La Ilaha all the time. So how much pleasure it brings to us that there's somebody in the house that's reading and what when she's washing dishes also, she's reading La Ilaha illallah loudly. So it is said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innal qulub. To get contentment of heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is said in the hadith also that Qiyamah will not come until one person takes the name of Allah. So how great is this name of Allah? And alhamdulillah in the Khanka, this year there are about 70 people sitting for itikaf, full 30 days. And I met the brother from Cape Town also, the one that don't speak. He came this year because of the 2 years of COVID, he didn't come. And alhamdulillah, he's back this year. And I've noticed him till today, this is the 8th day. At Fajr time also I met him. He don't speak at all. And whoever asked him, he still got the 2 papers in his pocket, my name and where I come from. And whenever he sees me, he comes, he rush for the shoes. I said, no, don't worry, I'll take the shoes. He said, no, he just picks up the shoes and he goes away. But this is the type of people we get. There's so many lessons to learn in the itikaf. There are some crippled, some on crutches, but how much sacrifice they make to come for itikaf and sit in itikaf. And their dedication, they punctual with the zikr, they punctual at salah times, they're sitting before the adhan in the serfs and making sure that they utilize this month properly. So the same with us that are not disabled, we have that time. Let us utilize this month and take the maximum out of it. Like the Friday Jummah talk was on taqwa, that how we should develop our taqwa. This is the month. We must sit in solitude. This is the month when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit also for itikaf. The first 10 days, he sat for the second 10 days, and he sat the last 10 days. So whatever opportunity we get, let us sit for itikaf. It's a good time to reflect on our life, that what are we doing, and how much time are we wasting, and how much time can we utilize. So after Asr, there's always kitab reading. So this week they're talking about the love of Quran. That Imam bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream. So he asked Allah Ta'ala, what do you love the most? The person reading Quran with meaning or without meaning? Allah Ta'ala told him both. I love the person that reads it without meaning and the person that reads it with meaning. Both are equal in my eyes. So this is the month of Quran. Let us take maximum time reading the Quran. Whatever you can read. A lot of people, our Sheikh also advised us, rather follow the Quran, those that are not with the tajweed and that properly. So then you don't make mistakes and change the meanings of the word. So when the Quran will curse you. So to protect yourself, alhamdulillah, you're on the radio also, this everyday para reading. Try and follow that and perfect your tajweed. And it makes it easier also. I remember our late Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, he had so much love for the Quran. To perfect his tajweed, he used to read to one Hafiz every day. And the Hafiz used to correct him. But this habit continued for many years. Wherever we sat, this was his habit. 1 hour before Zuhr, he used to read the para and the Hafiz used to sit and listen and correct his tajweed. And so he told me one day, he says, there's no shame in Islam. You learn from the cradle to the grave. So for us to do these things and rectify ourselves, and in this month, please stay away from sin. It takes the barakah of the month of Ramadan away. One side you're accumulating good deeds, on the other side you're sinning. It has no benefit. And this month, take maximum benefit of nur. Whenever you're making the zikr of Allah, say, Allah, the nur of the zikr, put in my heart and my eyes and give me complete shifa. So in this way, we can come closer and closer. There was one qurra that was deaf, and he used to listen to his students. He used to watch their lip movement. On the lip movement, he used to correct their mistakes. And they said one qari was so in love with Allah, with the Quran, that he used to recite so much of Quran that his body was full with nur. And the day he passed away, when they were giving ghusl, on his whole chest, a page of the Quran was printed. So to find out from his family what was his condition, they said he used to read excessively Quran. There was one king also that used to go to his servants that used to recite Quran. Then he used to sit there for a while and tell the servants read Quran, and he used to cry profusely. And he had so much of love for the Quran. So we have all these avenues at our disposal. Let us use it and come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reading in from the company of Hazrat Sheikh, Ramadan in the company of Hazrat Sheikh, there are a few very interesting stories here. An appeal at Rodha Park on the divine assistance of our return. Hazrat Sheikh said, in this way, 40 days passed. We had only intention to stay for 3 days in Medina Munawwara. I went to the Holy Rosa and pleaded and made dua. Many of amongst us had no money, extra money, and we were performing Hajj Badr. It was very difficult for them. By the evening, the Bedouin who brought us to Medina Munawwara, his camel had died. But in 40 days, that evening, he found a camel. A person came to me and said, Maulana Sher Muhammad is searching for you from yesterday. I only knew Maulana Sher Saab as a Khalifa of the Tanwi. And he only knew me as the son of Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib. We met in the Haram. He said, your group has become well known in the area as poor, destitute travelers from India who are stranded here. Our travel group comprised of wealthy people. This is what I search for you because of companions. Have 500 guineas. And to carry this amount for us is risky. Will you kindly carry it for us? Nobody will search your group because you have already become well-known as poor and stranded travelers. I told him, they stabbed holes in pillows too. It will be very difficult to carry them so many gold coins on us. However, insisted on persisting, I agreed. I said, all right, I'll carry this with me on condition that you convert this currency and give me permission to use whatever we need. And from it, when we return to India, inshallah, we'll pay you every cent. The second condition was that Hazrat Agdas should not find out about our agreement at all. We left, converted the guineas into 7,000 riyals. I took the amount and went to the travel group and announced it. If anybody needs money, come and take a loan from me. But please, when returning home, it must be returned within 2 months. The people in my travel group expressed surprise and asked, are you joking in Medina too? They only believed me after I showed them the money. I extended the loan to all my companions. This is to show us from this story that never give up hope in the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah ta'ala can make way for you and provide for you on your journey. Because this journey was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were performing Hajj Balal. As the Sheikh states, I was annoyed at the people. You don't reprimand them when they say something. Hazrat Shah Ismail Shaheed could reprimand Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed. Why do you not reprimand me? I am relating my journey to Medina. It is not a form of boasting. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Hassan Saab Rahmatullah responded, it depends on your near intention. If your intention is to express the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is permissible. This is Saharanpuri Salah, how our pious predecessors performed the Salah with so much of concentration. As the Sheikh states, that during a journey of our Ramadan, half a para of Jews was to be read in Taraweeh on the ship. Then it was decided that Hazrat should recite the half para in Taraweeh and I should recite the three quarter. I also felt dizzy on the ship, and Hazrat was even more dizzier than I was. And there were about 7 or 8 days to go. I do not understand where Hazrat got the strength from. The entire Salah is stood with great ease and concentration. After the complete of the Salah, he found very difficult to even sit. So this is the Noor and Anwarat in the month of Ramadan, that pause that comes to us. So we have to just draw it all the time. Whenever we're doing any ibadat, reading Quran, make intention that, O Allah, put the Noor of the Quran in my eyes and my heart and my entire body. When making wudu, draw the Noor from the Kaaba. Inshallah, all these little small amals we do, take maximum benefit. Inshallah, if we utilize our month of Ramadan properly, our whole year will become easy, and Allah will make it easy for us. And a lot of people are complaining of constipation in the month of Ramadan. So I spoke to one doctor, so he told me, please take your intake of water quite a bit. That at the time of iftari, after your breaking your fast, try and drink 0.5 liter of water after your meal, after half an hour before your tarawih start, drink another 0.5 liter. At sehri time, do the same. And before bedtime, try and drink another 0.5 liter. So inshallah, your body will not be dehydrated. Otherwise, they have to put on a drip. Like a friend I met on Sunday, he was looking very pale, and he showed me his tongue was completely white. And yesterday I phoned to find out how's he feeling. He had to be rushed to hospital. He was dehydrated. So let us use our time correctly and keep our bodies also let us not be dehydrated. Drink enough water. They even said, the chemist told me, buy a dehydrate. Have after iftar, it will help you a lot. Inshallah, you won't be dehydrated. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy upon us to enjoy this month and to take maximum benefit and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and increase our durood also. Try and read 1,000 duroods in this month. If you can't, then read Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima hu ahlu. Inshallah, it will take 70 angels to write the reward of this durood. So even if you read 100 times, read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Also the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. Also for forgiveness, istighfar, increase in istighfar. And the kalima La ilaha illallah. Inshallah, I'll put it on the group also. Durood 30 and 32 contains any ibadat that is done with durood, has a lot of virtues in it. And inshallah, it will bring a lot of blessing for us and closer to the marifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important is we have to make intention for every ibadah that we make. Allahumma minka walak imana wa ihtisaban. That Allah, I'm doing this ibadah in the state of iman and for your pleasure, and with a full hope of gaining its reward. Today we even forgot to make the intention that we are listening to the talks of deen, that inshallah Allah will reward us with 1,000 rakats of nafal salah. And we have full hope that inshallah Allah will reward us. So whenever you forget also, don't lose hope. Inshallah, just rectify your intention. Inshallah, you'll get the full reward of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Amen. And guide us all. Inshallah, we've got a few minutes. Let's make dua and ask Allah for His help. And especially for Palestine, increase your duas and give sadaqah on their behalf also, that Allah ease their pain and make it easy for them and grant them complete victory, inshallah.
Ameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala Ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين جزا الله عن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا اتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا اتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير والله forgive the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replace every sin of theirs with a virtue والله send down your mercies we got 2 days left for your mercies, Ya Allah. Send it in Tanit, Ya Allah. Bless every ummati with your mercy, Ya Allah. Forgive every ummati, Ya Allah. Guide every ummati. Let every ummati enter Jannah without reckoning, Ya Allah. This is a month we're asking, we're knocking on your door, Ya Allah. We have full hope you're going to answer our prayers, Ya Allah, our du'as. Ya Allah, through the barakat of durood, zikr, and tilawat of Quran, we have full hope you're going to accept our du'as. And Ya Allah, lessen the pains of the brothers and sisters of Palestine, Ya Allah. Grant them complete victory. And those that have become shaheed in your path, Ya Allah, elevate their stages in the year after. And those that are injured, grant them complete shifa, kamila, ajila, daima. Ya Allah, we ask you on behalf of the ummah, whatever wrong we have done, please forgive us. Every day we'll plead to you, we'll knock the door, Ya Allah. Definitely we have hope you will open the doors and shower us with your mercies, Ya Allah. And whenever you send rain, Ya Allah, send beneficial rain. Not rain that is destructive, Ya Allah. Protect the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all types of harm, from robbery, hijacking. You protect us, Ya Allah. We're asking, we're begging of you in this holy month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, take this radio station from strength to strength. Save them from all difficulties, Ya Allah. Amen. Elevate the presenters, Ya Allah, especially our Ustad, Mufti Saab, Ya Allah. Give him peace and afia in his life, Ya Allah. You're taking a lot of work from Hazrat, Ya Allah. Make it easy for him. And give him strength to continue this noble work, Ya Allah. There are a lot of people accepting Islam. Accept them, Ya Allah. And take them to the next level, Ya Allah. And let them become good servants and obedient servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have plenty to ask for. Time is little. We have full hope you could answer all our prayers, Ya Allah. Especially those that are listening to us on air, Ya Allah. Have mercy on them. Those children that are disobedient, make them obedient.
Ameen.
Those husbands that are ill-treating their wives, give them hidayat and bring them on the straight path.
Ameen.
And the wives, also those that are disobedient, make them obedient, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the true love to practice on every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us the true love to practice on every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us your true love, Ya Allah. And give us the true love to follow your sharia properly, Ya Allah. Whatever you commanded us to do, we must do it diligently and with love, Ya Allah. Allah, give us your love, because your love is everything, Ya Allah. That's why we were created in this world, to obediently obey you and to worship you, Ya Allah. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. والله those that are not married, get them pious spouses, يا الله. Ameen. Make it easy for them, يا الله. جزا الله عن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.
Ameen, ameen, tumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, Haji Sahab. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan to you as well, O listener, wherever you may be. And from us and the team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.